After posting its worst weekly performance since May, the Australian share market is set to open higher this morning. Our business editor Cheryl Bagwell joins us now to tell us all about it. Cheryl, hello there.
Good morning, Fran.
Why is the market set to rise?
Well, investors in the US suddenly seem more relaxed that US politicians will find a compromise over its fiscal cliff woes. The Republican House Speaker John Boehner said on Friday that he'd had constructive talks with President Obama on the budget. So as a result, US stocks rose, reversing a downward trend on Wall Street since Obama was re-elected, really. The Dow in New York has fallen more than 7% over the past few weeks, largely due to concerns about this standoff in Congress over how to stop these tax hikes and spending cuts that are on the way, the so-called fiscal cliff. So hopes of a compromise on that in the US should see our market also start the week more positively this morning. Futures trading is tipping gains on opening of around 0.3%, it's about 12 points. So that'll help offset some of the losses of last week when we saw the ASX 200 index fall nearly 3%.
And what about this conflict in the Middle East, the rising tensions between Israel and the Palestinians? Mm. Is that affecting markets?
Well, it's making investors nervous, as outbreaks of violence in the Middle East always does. But because at this stage it involves just Israel and Gaza, it's not spreading throughout the Arab world, it's not likely to have a big impact on financial markets. It is having an impact on the oil price. We saw crude oil prices gain 1.4% to around $86 US a barrel in New York trading over the weekend as Israel, you know, broadened its attacks on Gaza. But we haven't seen the sort of oil price hikes we saw last year when the Syrian conflict first flared up. Then the oil price spiked to $113 US a barrel because Syria is a major oil producer. This part of the Middle East isn't. So the impact has been more muted. Kind of concerns about the health of the global economy has been weighing on the oil price this year. But I'll have more when I return just before 7 a.m, including an update on the health of the WA economy after my trip to Perth last week.
Thanks very much, Cheryl. Cheryl Bagwell, our business editor.